go on to item three. Discussion on the Lower Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group allowing additional exceptions to the one square mile rule beyond those specifically listed by Texas Water Development Board. Sam, did you want to frame this discussion at this point?
Yes, we do have a presentation or just some slides to walk through. It's meant to be for discussion along the way. So at any point, feel free to ask any questions. And we have several things we wanted to talk to sort of frame out our discussion time. So if you would like, I can get started.
Please do.
Very good.
Could you just address four first? Three. And make sure the committee wants to go forward with considering an exception before we go into all the detail. Because if we don't agree on three, there's really no sense in covering the remainder.
Okay. So very good. Yeah, I can talk about that then without going to the presentation. So the idea behind this is that we have received from several entities the request to include projects, flood mitigation projects, FMPs in the plan. These are projects that they support, these entities support, that they want to do in their jurisdictions. But these projects are less than the 1 square mile contributing drainage area that was in the guidance provided by the Texas Water Development Board. And so we discussed this several times in the past, and the group had voted on moving forward with only including projects that are over a square mile. This was even last year that these discussions were held. But since then, we have received requests from various groups. And so the idea here is, do we want to consider including some of these projects, and I'll lay out in number four and some of these following conversations what some considerations you might consider to include some of these projects should you want to move forward with that.
Thank you, Sam. So just kind of framing this, I actually voted for the 1 square mile limitation for the record. But my feeling is because the other groups have opened it up to other projects, I feel like it would only be to be fair to Region 8. I think we also need to open it up to exceptions. That's kind of where I'm coming from. If the others, I'll open it up now and say, are y'all okay with this going forward with this? And see if we can decide, do we want to cover the other items?
Anthony, this is Charlotte. From my perspective, the point of covering the rest of this in detail is then to make a formal decision on whether or not we want to allow the exception. So I don't feel fully informed necessarily to make a decision on whether or not, you know, we're allowing exceptions or not. So let's have the rest of the discussion. But in general, I do agree with you. I'd also like this discussion was really coming into shape when I first joined the committee, and I as well, you know, agreed with the decision to limit to the 1 square mile. But again, now understanding the landscape a little bit differently that other regions are doing that, I do generally have the same sentiment. So my concern is more understanding, you know, what types of projects I see in the presentation. There's a handful that we had decided to move off of the FMP list because of this threshold. But my concern is really on what sort of inconsistency or unfairness have we created by progressing this far into the plan in Region 8 without this. So two inconsistencies. One, Region 8 compared to the other regions, and within Region 8, different entities and how they're going to feel through this process. So that's what's on my mind right now.
Okay, that sounds good.
Anthony, this is Sujit. I think I like you also, we stuck to that 1 square mile rule. The discussions we had, I believe that we had a robust discussion back then. There is nothing wrong in looking, but I have reservations on the fact that if we do open it up, you know, this is supposed to be a regional flood planning group right there. And you will end up seeing storm sewers, which are localized, and maybe an outfall or something, which needed some enlargement or whatever the case may be. But if we are trying to do this for a localized storm sewer or something, does the channel, which is the receiving, does it have enough capacity or not? I think, you know, that was a rationale of what our thought process back then was. We need to have something which can take the flows of 100 a year, whatever it is. But if it is a localized event where it's a improper infrastructure right there, that ought to be addressed in the local criteria right there. Our goal is a bigger picture of channels or ditches, whatever got to be done. But I'm more interested in seeing what kind of a projects are we missing out. Maybe if we got to make exceptions. However, if we open up this, you'll end up seeing an inlet. Probably some of the inlets got to be replaced or something. We'll see lots of projects coming up right there. But is that fair right there on a bigger scheme of things that we need to improve the infrastructure of the channels or lakes or detention or dams or something compared to narrow focus on the localized infrastructure? That's where I'm looking, but I'm open to see if there is any real benefit for the bigger picture.
No, you're exactly right. And that's exactly what we'll do in this technical committee, is decide if and when exceptions will be applied. But Sam has prepared some slides to kind of keep us focused. So let's let Sam start. And by all means, anybody ask questions to Sam at any point.